This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has reached 908, surpassing the 2002 and 2003 SARS epidemic as millions of Chinese prepare to go back to work. Emer McCarthy reports.
Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in a shootout early Sunday in eastern Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, while six other service members were wounded. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Sonny Leggett, said early Sunday that an Afghan partner opened fire on the combined U.S. and Afghan force with a machine gun. He said officials are still collecting information on the cause of the attack. The Associated Press reported the shooter was an Afghan soldier who had argued with U.S. forces before opening fire. It's Oscar night. South Korean feature film Parasite has taken the Oscar for Best Screenplay as Hollywood rewards its favorites on the biggest night of the year for U.S. filmmaking. Best Documentary Feature went to American Factory, about an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was revitalized as a windshield glass factory by a Chinese billionaire. It's the first feature film from the production company of Barack and Michelle Obama. Parasite is among nine contenders for the top prize Best Picture, along with Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This is VOA News.